Good morning.
Morning.
This is Dottie out here.
This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Oh, good morning, Dottie. I should recognize it, but my ears haven't been open that long. Maybe.
I'm going to put you on mute because I'm in the store and I just want to listen to the call while I'm shopping here. I can't
stay
shopping, so
you know that I'm in your
This might be current.
Good. Good morning. Who else do we have besides Dottie? This is Shaw Rogers.
This is Dan Burrington, Little Rock.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
Great. Great.
Good morning, Shaw. It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Betty, good morning. Well, I know we have a couple of other people listening. Would you like to tell us who you are and just say hi?
Hi.
It's a very busy time of year with more than you can possibly get done in a day, probably. We all know that story. Well, Dan and Betty, if you're not really preoccupied, just thinking about what is about to take place over the holidays, have you got any great suggestions for anyone, or do you have any questions?
I was hoping people would have suggestions for me.
Okay, do you have potlucks to go to and family gatherings?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Some of the regular things that we do at this time of the year that are always fun. If you see all those traditional things, you don't beat yourself up. If you want to participate in them, and I'm sure most of us do because it's the one time of the year that's really, really special, we're doing some of those things, and some of them are decades old. I'm not going to say centuries old, just look forward to it and enjoy it and realize that, the majority of what we're doing is what we believe and can feel and can see the results of to be outstanding way of feeding our bodies, that's still very much okay. So we've had a couple of other people join us.
So I did an aha moment last week on the call that some people may not have heard, but if we're going to eat something out there, we're better off eating it at someone else's house and bringing it into our own?
That's a great, great comment. Great idea.
Absolutely, that's great.
So have it at someone else's place. That would go for if you have the urge to make something that really, really is special to you and you would like to and you know that you really don't, truthfully want to put it in your body, but yet you do, make it and take it and leave it.
Plus people are going to be watching you anyway.
Yes.
So it's a double-edged thing there.
Yeah. And you can even state that. Say, I had to do this, but I prefer not having it more than, one serving out of the holiday. So the rest of it is for you guys. And if you don't care to use it or eat it, and that would be just the idea. Say, I realize there's a lot of sugar in it, or I realize there's a lot of fat in it, or whatever. But it was just one of those things that was too much of a tradition to not do. So whatever the wordage is you want to use, but that was a super idea. Both parts of it. I missed hearing Nancy whether there was something really good on Dr. Oz the other day, and would you believe after we talked I still didn't go up right then, and I should have because my mind went elsewhere. It went south on me for other activities in the day.
It was a repeat. The one thing that came up yesterday, somebody brought up, he said, someone had used alcohol to clean a wound or something. He said, do not put anything on your body that you would not put in your eye. He would use soft water.
Oh. Okay.
And that was, and I don't know, maybe other people can tell what they heard on the program, but it was a repeat.
Okay. most of those aren't repeats for me because I haven't seen the original one, so.
Okay.
But that's okay, at least only so much you can climb in. Anybody else have a comment that jumped out at them when they saw it? Or heard it if you were just listening? Did all of you get my email that I sent down, like, yesterday? Maybe you haven't checked them yet?
I haven't checked.
Okay.
I haven't checked either.
Okay, well, when you do today, if you did not get it, that's pertaining to next Monday, definitely should have gone through. Please send me an email, and I will send it to you. It's Denny Schar, D-E-N-N-Y-C-H-A-R, at Comcast.net. I just enjoyed yesterday's testimony from Darlene, and then all the tips that got put into that yesterday, and I know there's some, you know, number of people that either weren't there or didn't participate, or a combination of both, and which would be the case if you weren't there, of course. I don't think of what I said. For them also to join us next Monday when Nancy does an interview, hopefully, with Darlene, and I haven't looked at mine to see if I got a response yet, but I don't see one. Because I think there were so many things that were said that at this time of the year, especially with January coming up and New Year's resolutions, and a lot of people giving extra thought, more so than they would at any other time of the year on it. That we'd like to have something on CD that could be available to us as well as having it recorded on Focus. And I am going to guess that they're available to do that. So I've got an email out to them also. Keep you posted. So,
can I just put a couple plugs in? I would really appreciate people's input during the call because I don't want to have it totally my-sided. Also, I think Steve is back to recording the call. So he may have recorded Tuesday's call.
Oh, good. Okay. So we can go back to that for reference, too, if someone isn't there that could be put in. If you want to listen to it, if you've got time not to, if you want to listen to it and pull anything out that jumped out at you and, if somebody doesn't use it or isn't available for it. Because there were sure lots of good comments on little things as well as I really, really appreciated Darlene's testimony on that. Something that was more than significant if you guys didn't hear it from a 16 down to a 6 and it just speaks volumes of the way she said it and the way she told it on there. So let me just quickly, let's see here, hold on just a second. I'm never quite sure whether we have brand new people or not, so let me just very quickly, the reason if you joined this morning and you are new, the reason for the call is to give you the most advanced nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And we all know and realize that when we have better health, all areas of our life are affected the same as they are. If we have bad health, they're definitely affected in the reverse. And so what we're talking about today are the principles that are found in the China Study, which is a book written by Dr. Colin Campbell, and it utilizes the most advanced, I don't want to use the word advanced, probably the longest standing nutritional information in the world, and it was done on 880 million people, participants in the study. So anyway, if you learn anything from it, we just ask that you pass the information on to others and invite them to join us. And that was another reason for my email is all I could think of yesterday was that there's millions of people out there that would love to know how profound what we're doing is on their bodies. And they haven't heard it put the way that it is happening with the people that we're working with, the majority of them. very few of them are be on the inside track at this point. So we would like to see everybody invite people, especially anytime, but especially next Monday, for the call, just kind of like this is our goal, is to get at least one new person on with us. Invite lots, and you can give out the number to lots, but pull somebody with you, because then you can make sure that they're there. Get them committed, pull them with you. With you. Ooh, I knew that one was coming. So that we can have a wider audience to spread the word faster. And this will also relate in helping us in our business, obviously, because I still see this as a backdoor approach. It has been for a number of people that we have conversed with and then moved further in the can on the products also. So it's for both. It's for both purposes. But just as an outreach to share with people that need answers, other answers, and you know they're not feeding their bodies correctly, or they know they're not feeding their bodies correctly and would like help with that. So, questions or comments this morning? We're a smaller group than usual. That is to be expected because everybody is doing multiple things more than their normal workload right now at this time of the year. But do take time to enjoy it. I like what our pastor said a couple of weeks ago, and that was be in the moment. And to me, that says volumes in whatever you're doing. So any other ahas that anyone has had recently?
I had the Biggest Losers on today's show this morning, the winners, and, or maybe it was something else. Oh, no, it wasn't that, it was something else. And they put themselves up that they are a role model. Wasn't that, it was something else I was watching. And I thought, you know what, that's really what fits our description of ourselves.
You know, if we set the pace, like you said earlier, Nancy, people are watching us. When you make a statement, they are going to watch what you do. And I notice sometimes when I'm around other people, they'll say, oh, Char, did you see this? Or did you come across this yet? It would be something that they wanted to share with me that I would be interested in. You know, they're not necessarily saying they're interested in it, but they're saying that they thought I would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking of it at, you know, different times, obviously, or recognizing it when they see it and then come back and ask me if I am aware of it or I've used it or whatever.
One thing my daughter recently said to me that was another little aha moment for me, and was talking more about weekend with the products and everything, but she said, you know, Mom, just because this is something that interests you doesn't necessarily mean that you can dump it on somebody else that they would want it. And so it made me realize that before I offer anything, whether it's the food or the products to somebody, I think that it's important for me at least to find out if they're open to looking at, you know, if they're open enough to realize that there are alternatives to what to do and whatever it is in their life.
Well, that's so true, and girl, I'll tell you, I've been guilty of that so many times.
It's so easy because we know it's there.
We know it's there, and we're excited about it.
Yep.
And we want everybody else to know about it, but to ask the questions that will lead into them talking about whether or not they're interested, just like you do in prospecting, strictly for the business. We've got some very, very, very subtle questions that we ask when we meet somebody. You know, well, where are you from? You're around asking, what do you do? Same thing applies with us. It's real easy to dump and not meaningful, and I have apologized for that to people. and said, you know, I am so sorry. In fact, I just did the other day, a young man that used to live with us came in the door, and we started talking, and before long, and after he walked away, his car had stopped right near our house, and so he came in to use the phone. And when he walked away, I realized, oh my goodness, because I knew him so well, I just had to tell him. Excuse me, I didn't even ask the right or have the interest to do it. So when he walked back in the door, I said, I am really sorry. And he said, for what? And I explained, and he looked at me and he smiled. And I said, you know, the only reason I do this to people I don't, that I is because I feel like I know you so well and I care so much about what happens to people like, that you're close to. I mean, even if I haven't seen you for some time, I still feel that closeness because of the time that he shared in our lives. And I said, I so apologize for being so forward and just dumping on you. And he looked at me, and then he got into a real serious conversation about it. So he had walked out of what we think about. So in that particular time, it didn't turn out to be a negative. But I know so many times, I'm certain it has. But then I just think, God, give me grace and let it plant a seed, even though I blundered all over it. So, you know, we do the best we can and we improve as we go. Someone else. Doesn't have to be on that subject. Can be on any subject.
Feel like you're all alone there?
Well, everybody's preoccupied except Nancy and I, huh? Oh, I really don't understand that. Well, let's see, other tips for the holidays. You know, it would be great if you've got the time to think in terms of making an entree-type dish one of your favorites and taking it. That, you know, seems more substantial than just fresh veggies and, you know, if you want to do one of the spreads or dips that are healthy to go along with it. I still love McDougal's site and as well as any of his books, guys. I know that's not one that's available from Focus, but you can get some other places. And, you know, they have a wealth of recipes. And actually, I feel the cleanest ones in one place that are put out as far as low on fats and very, very low on refined processed foods. What do you think about that, Nancy?
Yeah, yeah, you have to decide, do you want to take something that is really good for you, that at least you'll know there's something there you can eat, or, you know, taking an entree is another option. When I first got the aha about eating something away, my, you know, dessert, that's me, and I thought if there's something there that I want to eat, I'm better off doing it out than bringing it here.
Uh-huh.
And I would more legitimately want to take something that I know I will be able to eat while I'm there, because so often it's all this gook that I don't want to put in my body.
I agree, and you know, if I've got the time, I often take two things, or would, especially at this time of the year, I would take something that maybe, especially with family, they know me for, and they know it's part of our tradition, because again, I don't want to alienate the family because of saying, oh, you know, that's all she can think about is eating the way she wants to eat, you know.
Yeah.
As well as take something that I know would be there for what I want to be eating. So, you're right.
And I think it's an important thing to remember that everybody's harried, everybody's hassled, and we as women especially need to take time for ourselves in order to not get sick through the holidays and to enjoy them. And you know what? If something doesn't get done, oh well. You know, we don't plan far enough ahead and start doing things far enough ahead to allow ourselves enough time to do it in a smooth way. But, you know, don't drive yourself crazy.
Hi, ladies. It's Mary Lou. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I don't know if I'm changing the subject or not. I got on here a little bit late, but I don't know. Those of you that have Costco near you, Char, have you seen this this hummus original? It's been discussed on the call where they've got the hummus all mixed up, and then there's another container on the top that's got four different things that you can stir into it. So this hummus is just really whipped up.
Wow, no.
Well, anyway, it's ingredients, chickpeas, water, tahini, the sesame paste, that's what the tahini is, olive oil, and it says oil, it says olive and canola, but I don't know how much of that's in here. Salt, garlic, citric acid, that's okay, right?
Citric acid is just, so it won't turn color, right?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we ended up buying this because we were sampling it. You know, giving samples one day. We were in there with these really good multi-grain, real thin, like, cracker.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got it home, and we absolutely loved the jalapeno and the garlic. We mixed the two of them together.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. So we ended up having a whole bunch of this left because I didn't care for the, I think it was, the other two was, one was, some kind of pine, some kind of seed, which probably would be good. But the object was you ended up with four different kinds of dips in here. Oh, my gosh, this is so good. But what I did with my leftover hummus was I just went and bought another jalapeno and chopped up a whole bunch of garlic and put it in there. Very absolutely love this stuff.
It's wonderful with veggies.
Oh, it really is.
Except for the celery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really, really, really good stuff. So don't forget the hummus. It is so good.
That's a good one because, boy, I'll tell you, and it's good to hear from somebody else because you like to know what other people's taste buds are, not just your own, but I have been so bent on hummus since we have been doing this, and Denny has been, too. He's got his favorite ones, but I just tried all different ones. That's a great way. No, I did not see that.
And then the cracker, or whatever it's called a tortilla chip. It's like a cracker. It's called, the brand, you guys, is Food Should Taste This Good. And this is what's in it. Flax, sunflower, and sesame seeds, oat fiber, brown rice, quinoa, and soy.
Wow.
And they are really good. I mean, I could take this anywhere to any party.
Now, is that in the deli section then, or where is that, the hummus pack?
The hummus is, yeah, it's over there where they usually have their, what else is over there?
The pre-made in the refrigerated section, of course.
Yes. Around the corner from where they usually have their little roll-up sandwiches and stuff. And then the multi-grain crackers, pita chips, tortilla chips, whatever you want to call them, are over there where all the other crackers are. They're in a big white bag with a black around the outside.
Okay.
So anyway, and very, very, very good with veggies, too.
Is it a white bag?
It's kind of a, you know, the center part of the bag is white, and then on the edge it's black.
Just
so you can help see it.
And that was the chip. It's in a bag, not a box.
The chips are in a bag.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got a black edge, you know, a couple inches wide all around, and then in the middle it just says multi-grain. But anyway, and they're thin, and they're nice.
That's interesting, because I looked for chips the other day when I was in there, and I missed them, so unless they were out or whatever. But that's a good one. It's a really handy one to have during the holidays.
Yeah, kind of along the same line, Char, as those multi-grain crackers, remember,
okay,
that you introduced me to. Those come, they've got those in again, and they're in a box. But these are actually thinner than those crackers, and I don't know, they just seem to have, do I describe substance? I mean, they're hard like a tortilla chip would be. You know?
Uh-huh, okay.
But anyway, I think they're pretty darn, I think I could take that anywhere. So, there you go.
Well, thank you. At home, I've also used the Wasa crackers just because they may not be as outstanding, you know, for other people, but it's something that I know I'm getting a whole grain or even some of the whole grain, the better rye crisp that you've got. So, you know, there's different ways of doing it besides the fresh veggies, of course, even being a better choice for mixed in with it. So because we eat so much hummus, I try and make sure of what we're dipping into it or spreading it on either way. So
I love the Wasa crackers. The only thing is they're so big. I wish they would come small.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're different kinds of Wasa. You got to read the label, too.
Right. I just usually break it up with, like when there were people here the other day, and I just broke it up and put them in a big bowl with a couple of other things, the crackers in with it, and set it out, and everybody liked it. It was faster than actually washing and getting the veggies ready, because it was one of those times that just needed to be super, you know, now. Like, yes.
Yeah. Oh, this is Joy. I'm looking for MISO, MISO. Jeannie gave me a recipe for macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
And it calls for MISO.
Okay.
Is that something that you can eliminate, or is it something that needs to be put in there?
Well, that's your flavoring, and it's in the refrigerated section where you would find, other soy products, because it's a soy, fermented soy is what it is, and it gives a distinct flavor. Not necessarily a strong flavor, it's a mild flavor because you don't use that much of it, but it has a soy base, or in brown rice, there's brown rice miso also. I say miso, what do the rest of you guys say? Anybody accurate on their pronunciation? If Jeannie's on here, she would be.
I thought it was miso.
I thought it was miso.
Okay. any of the health food stores you're going to find it, actually we have it in our regular supermarkets.
Yeah, I went to the supermarket and they never heard of it. I got the Tumex. The Tumex? that was the other thing I needed for the trip. I'm telling you, I'm getting spices that I've never bought before, but I'm dying to try this macaroni and cheese, because when Ricky was on that call, he raved about it, you know? So she sent the recipe down to me, and so it calls for soy soft tofu. And this miso.
So it has to be refrigerated, the miso. I didn't realize that.
Yes, it normally is. I mean, I've never seen it that it wasn't refrigerated, but so it's in the refrigerated section. But the other thing I'll say about that, we really enjoyed that dish, but when we thought of it as macaroni and cheese, because Denny was a great lover of macaroni and cheese from the time he was very young, as some of my grandkids are, they take that over anything, it doesn't set exactly the same taste, so don't go into it with that taste. Now, the first couple of bites we did, and it was kind of like we looked at each other, or I thought, and then after I started eating it and got that, those words out of my mind that triggered the old taste, wow, we really, really liked it. But I did the same thing with my grandkids. I should never have said macaroni and cheese, because it triggered, and they looked at me, Emily looked at me, and she said, Grandma, I don't need this. And she ate everything else except that. And I don't think it was the taste at all. I think it was the trigger of the words I had used, because it didn't taste like macaroni and cheese to her.
So is it more of a light taste, or does it taste on the cheesier side, or what exactly?
It's different seasoning than what you would have in macaroni and cheese. So it doesn't have that it doesn't have that flavor of what traditional American macaroni and cheese is. At least mine didn't. Now maybe I overdid on one of the spices or something. Didn't get something right. I don't know. I haven't heard Jeannie on here, so I don't know whether she can comment on that or not.
Is there one brand better than another, or?
Of what?
Of the meat at my side? Yeah, the meat side. Because there's a Chinese market not too far from where I am right now that I might just stop in, but I know when I called them, they had it, but they had, like, five different types.
Well, I like the ground rice, Nisu.
Oh, okay, brown rice, okay, because I shouldn't really be eating too much soy. It bothers my stomach.
But. Well, that's why I get the brown rice then. And I think there might be some soy in there. This probably will not bother you because it is fermented. And different, and look for it being organic and non-GMO on the label, because I think you'll find it will say, some of them will say both. They'll definitely say organic, I know that.
Okay.
But there's no cheddar cheese in there, and that's a strong taste in macaroni and cheese.
And it's a gooey, and some of it's the texture, too. It's a more of a gooey texture with the cheese in there than what you're getting with this. The color is good, and the look of it, because the turmeric definitely gives that look, but it, you know, doesn't necessarily have that same. In fact, I think, seems like I used, did it call for any, rice cheese or soy cheese or almond?
I may have called for any cheeses.
Okay. I may have added some of that the second time when I used up what was left to give it more of the resemblance of that. So that was, I'm pretty certain I did. Grated some on top and then melded it in. Which was just another option, another way of doing it. But we liked it. I mean, it'll be a repeat for us. No problem with that.
We don't mention, as when we're talking about flavorings, anybody mentioned that stuff you introduced me to, Char, a long time ago, that Bragg's?
Oh.
That is one of our favorites around here.
Right. We have that. At least daily, two of my favorites, Bragg's and then Spike. I like Spike a lot on just a very light sprinkle on fresh veggies. Love it on potatoes. Baked potato. So everybody can get to their favorites. And then Costco has a blend also that's organic mixture of herbs that I've used. What did I put it in yesterday? Oh, I put about a teaspoon and a half in what would be about a cup of rice, uncooked. And when I simmered it, I did what Ruth does and put the sauteed the onions in vegetable broth, onions and garlic, and then cooked it in with the rice, and then added about a teaspoon and a half of the mixed herb seasoning, and that came out really good. And then you just put it in with or as a side dish to whatever else you're having for part of your starch, or it could be all of it. So, guys, we're beyond the bottom of the hour, as Nancy says. Any last-minute questions or comments?
One last-minute comment. This food should taste this good incorporated. It comes from Hartford, Connecticut, so folks on the East Coast shouldn't have any trouble getting it either.
Wow, okay, I'll be there for it back there.
It says no trans fats, no cholesterol, no preservatives, no artificial colors, and no artificial flavors.
What's that on there, Lou?
Pardon me? It's on their label, it says.
There.
Pardon me?
Food label.
Food should taste this good.
Oh, that's
tortilla chips that I said?
Yeah, okay. Good.
So, anyway, Hartford, Connecticut. And you can get them on, you can check them out online, foodshouldtasteasgood.com. I've not been there yet. There might be stuff in there that's real bad for you. But as far as grabbing things to take to parties, I just think that's a good deal.
Yeah. What are you guys using the Bragg's on?
Veggies.
Cooked veggies?
Well, it tastes like a soy sauce, right, Char?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Like a soy sauce, so anything that you would use soy sauce or, see, I love it on rice, I'd even put it on potatoes,
okay.
Yeah, anything that you would want to have a little bit of a salty flavor to,
uh-huh.
That taste, great. One of my favorites is on rice.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, well, we got some things to to cover for what we need to do with food, some more ideas, and I thank everyone that participated this morning in the call, because it does make it a whole lot more fun. So bring your ideas for Monday, and bring a new person with you, as well as invite. I know everybody's busy, but at least you started the conversation and say, you know, you found a way that's making it easier to, and helpful to get through the holidays, and you're just setting yourself up for what you're going to do for the new year. However you can say it to just introduce people to what we're doing. So
this is the call next week, Christmas Eve morning?
Right, Christmas Eve morning. And hopefully we'll have it recorded. Nancy reminded me, she thought Steve was doing it also. So we will have it two places, hopefully. So we just had such a great testimony from Darlene yesterday that all I could think of was how many people would love to hear, have heard that, know that, and then pass it on to their friends. So bring new people, and if they don't make it there, at least you started the conversation with them. So you guys have a wonderful day. We look forward to tomorrow when Jeannie's here tomorrow, and Mary Lou on Friday, and we'll talk then. So make it a great one. Make it
a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.